discrepancy. Anu Sankirtanam. Constantly chanting the holy name. Tova of your lordship. There may be discrepancies in pronouncing the mantras and observing regulative principles. And moreover, there may be discrepancies in regard to time, place, person, paraphernalia. But when your lordship's holy name is chanted, everything becomes faultless. Lord Vishnu, I must nonetheless act in obedience to your order, because obeying your order is most auspicious and is the first duty of everyone. I love this verse. I'm going to have to say it again. There are may be many discrepancies in pronouncing mantras and observing regulative principles. We've seen that. There are many discrepancies in pronouncing mantras and observing regulative principles. Moreover, there may be discrepancies regarding time, place, person, and paraphernalia. But when your lordship's holy name is chanted, everything becomes faultless. Prabhupada says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended Harinama, 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 Bhakibalam. Kalonas Jeva, Nas Jeva, Nas Jeva, Gottiranyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There's no other way, there's no other way, there is no other way. Rihan Nardiya Purana. In this age of Kali, it is extremely difficult to perform Vedic ritualistic ceremonies or sacrifices perfectly. Hardly anyone can chant Vedic mantras with perfect pronunciation or accumulate the paraphernalia for Vedic yajna. Therefore, the sacrifice recommended in this age is Sankirtan, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Yajyai Sankirtana Prayaya Gajantihi Sumedasaha. Instead of wasting time performing Vedic yajna, those who are intelligent, who possess good brain substance, should take to the chanting of the Lord's holy name and thus perform sacrifice perfectly. I have seen that many religious leaders are addicted to performing yajna and spending hundreds and thousands of rupees for imperfect sacrificial performances. This is a lesson for those who unnecessarily execute such imperfect sacrifices. We should take advice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yajyai Sankirtana Prayar, Yajantihi Sumedashaha. Although Sukracharya was a strict brahmana, addicted to ritualistic activities. He also admitted, Nishchidam Manusankinam Tanam Tava. My Lord, constant chanting of the holy name of your lordship makes everything perfect. In Kali Yuga, the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies cannot be performed as perfectly as before. Therefore, Sri Jiva Goswami recommends one should take care, follow all the principles in every kind of spiritual activity, especially in worship of the deity. There is still a chance of discrepancy, and one should compensate for this by chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore give special stress to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra in all activities. There may be discrepancies in pronouncing the mantras and observing the regulative principles. Moreover, there may be discrepancies in regard to time, place, person, and paraphernalia. But when your lordship's holy name is chanted, everything becomes faultless. Nama sheshtam manumapi sachiputram matra svarupam rupam tasya grajam murupurim maturim gosavati radha kundam givaram moho Radhika Madhavashyam Prapto Jasya Prutiti Kripaya Shri Guru Tanganatosmi. I just was listening to this lecture the other day, and this little thing jumped out at me. Prabhupada was talking about, he's talking about the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Arjuna says, "Who are you?" Krishna says, "Kala." "Who are you, sir?" So he said, "I am Kala Rupa in the form of time. Now I have come to kill you. So therefore, our business should be that this life should be utilized only for complete Krishna consciousness and no other business." That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult. And then Prabhupada says here, "It is not very difficult, not at all difficult." And then the next sentence he says, "But it is difficult. It is very difficult." Okay, so it's easy and it's not easy. I have personal experience of this. I remember when I joined this thing. And I remember like the first 4 or 5 years, you know, it just seemed like, wow, this is, you know, I mean, you're actually fully engaged. That was the key. we'd go to bed at 10, you know, you'd hit the floor thinking, Namah Om Vishnu, boom. Then you, the next thing you know, somebody's going, it's 3:45, you know. So our days went by very quickly, and we made spiritual advancement because we were sold out, surrendered to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, do this, we did it. He said, don't do this, we didn't do it. So I just, when Prabhupada says, and isn't that very difficult? Not at all difficult. Kirtaniya Sadahari. But it is difficult. It is very difficult. And it is, to chant Hare Krishna 24 hours, those who are not accustomed, they will become mad simply chanting. It's difficult. So you can't imitate. For the neophytes, we must have many engagements. In the neophyte stage, we are aspiring neophytes. Just, I've heard lately in the last few years talk about, oh, you're with the neophyte temple. Geez, I wish I was. If I'm in with the neophytes, I'm a devotee. I'm an aspiring neophyte devotee because I want to take shelter of Prabhupada's lotus feet. I have no qualification. Prabhupada made our qualification, came, picked us up out of the gutter, and said, here, take a bath, do this, don't do this. And mostly he said, chant Hare Krishna. That was the whole panacea, the Bhava Mahadhavagna. That's what puts out this fire of material existence. So Prabhupada, in fact, in the beginning, he didn't even get into any details at all. Just chant Hare Krishna and eat prasadam. He also had the famous quote where he says, he's talking about tapasya and austerity. And he said, yogis, they go in the heat of the sun, put a fire around them, and sit there and meditate and do yoga. Or they go into the river up to their neck, it's cold, and chant mantras and meditate. Prabhupada said, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's program is not like that. His tapasya is dance, chant, and take prasadam. And in the same breath, Prabhupada said, but we are so fallen, we can't even do that. And he looks around at us. And there we are, you know. Surrendered souls, but, you know, we got all this baggage that comes with us. So the chanting, and Prabhupada stresses this time and time again, the Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu has to go on. Otherwise, it's not that you just come to a point and you just sit there. I got my thread, I got my mantras, I got my beads, I chant my japa. If you don't participate in this progressively, you will go the other way. There's no just sitting still. Prabhupada stresses this point very clearly here. It would happen to be at an initiation sacrifice, a fire sacrifice in Hawaii. And he was just about to, you know, to give the names and hand the beads. And Prabhupada mentions that this is a very serious thing, he said. When you take this vow, you should promise. And he gives the example of when you promise before the judge, you take the oath, then the judge, on that oath, he uses that in the court, and what's going on there. So Prabhupada says, there is fire, there is guru, there is Krishna, there is Vaishnavas, this is witness, and you court, and just like in the court, you promise, yes, I'll speak, whatever I'll speak is truth. So this promise, the judge knows, and he gives the judgment on that. Similarly, these promises must be kept. Otherwise, it will be useless. By the mercy of Krishna, you get guru, and by the mercy of guru, you get Krishna. And Prabhupada says here, by the mercy of Krishna, you get the thing. Now, to use the thing properly, that depends on you. Guru Krishna Kripaya Bhai Bhakti Lata Beach. I can give you a very nice thing, but if you keep it locked up in your treasury and never use it, then what will you do? Mali hoy se bija kare arapan. This is, Prabhupada says, this is nicely described in Rupa Shiksha, where he mentions nicely watering. So Prabhupada says, it's all right, you can come and take initiation here, but don't make it a farce. Prabhupada says, I have given them rules. Unfortunately, they're so unfortunate. He's talking about his disciples. He's talking about us. Unfortunately, they're so unfortunate. I mean, just think of our dur-daivam, our situation. I mean, they're so unfortunate that although they have a gata wife, or though they have a gata husband, they go to another. He goes to another, she goes to another. These things should be stopped if you at all want to be serious. Otherwise, make a farce, do whatever you like, but I cannot give you protection. But Prabhupada's telling us the contract deal. Here, you come in front of the fire, the Lord, the devotees, the guru, and you make these vows, and it seemed so easy at the time, I gotta say. And I sat there and said, sure, no problem. I was thinking a few years, I'll be taking sannyas. You know, then a couple years later, Maya just smashes you on the head, and you're like, whoa. You know, you start wondering, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do next? What's my next move? So Prabhupada says, so you must have to follow these rules and regulations if you are serious. He says, it only takes 2 hours to chant, maybe three. So he says, chant your rounds takes 2 to 3 hours. He says, so you have 24 hours. Of course, if you want to sleep 23 hours, what can I do? That is another thing. So you should minimize your sleeping. And I love this. He says, finish the 16 rounds or don't sleep on that day. Or don't eat. Why don't you ever forget to eat? Prabhupada says, you don't forget to eat. Why do you forget the chanting? Forget eating and sleeping. Take to the chanting. And then he says, so you're all welcome to take initiation. But if you're neglectful, if you want to make it a farce, that is your business. And I cannot, again, he says, I cannot give you any protection. I love that. You get the thing. Krishna and Prabhupada, they come to you wherever you were, pick you up out of the toilet. They say, here it is. And then you get the thing. Now what are you going to do with it? So we have many choices. I mentioned in my last class, it's all about choices. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, you know, he was perfectly happy and satisfied. And Nisringadev asked him, what would you like? He said, well, I don't need anything, my lord, but I would like to save all of these other souls that are here in the material world. And we're lucky because we're plugged into this thing, because the whole parampara system comes right through Prabhupada's lotus mouth. Prabhupada says, in this age of Kali, all the souls are fallen and wretched. Although looking with their eyes, still they cannot see the actual situation. Therefore, the devotee goes door to door, never abandoning the preaching. Just preach the Lord's message to the fallen souls. Go continuously from door to door. By the grace of that preaching, your life will be successful. My spiritual master, Sri Varshavanavi Dayatadas, has given the following instruction. Chant the holy name in a loud voice. This is his foremost command. Maya's deluding potency is perfectly expressed in the sound of radios that are loudly heard everywhere. By performing enthusiastic kirtan continuously, just drown out all that nonsense noise. To counteract such useless distraction, just perform kirtan everywhere in the world. How about this? By sitting in your solitary room calling out to the Lord, you may increase your bile secretion, but by spending even 10 million births in that way, you will never please Sri Hari. Sri Hari is not some material asset to be inherited from someone's father. Just come out of your little private pen and do not make any objection. That's one of the hardest parts about going out on a missionary thing. And Vaisya Seka has always told me that one of the hardest things is to get yourself to get up and go out. So Prabhupada says here, just come out of your little private pen. Do not make any objection. Everyone belongs to Sri Hari, and Sri Hari belongs to everyone. So go on chanting kirtan, loudly raised voices. This is my master's instruction. And by the natural potency of that kirtan, the methods of smarana, the transcendental remembrance, will automatically occur. This is from 1958, Prabhupada's poem. I like that. Huh? Listen to this one. I always do this one because it makes me feel like this is what we really do. We go out to distribute the message to every town and village of the world. Lord Gauranga used many tricks to engage the conditioned souls in devotional service. Just as Lord Chaitanya delivered Jagai and Madai out of his causeless mercy, you have explained to everyone this same method of preaching work must go on. The world is now filled up with so many Jagais and Madais to deliver, and everyone is anxiously looking down the road, waiting for Chaitanya Nittai to come to their rescue. So, we went ahead and took that. On Monday, we said, you know, door to door, let's go door to door and distribute some mercy to the fallen souls. So, although I've been doing Sankirtan for most of my life, I haven't done a lot of door to door. And to me, it's always been like, you know, it's a private little hiding place where they do God knows what, you know, in there. And you're going to go right up and knock on the door. You know, here we are. You know how that is. It's like worse than a phone call, you know. People hate telemarketers. They pick up the phone and they go, hey, would you like to buy a new whatever? They're like, ah, it's dinner time. You know. So we're out there knocking on the door. And you're like, I wonder what they're doing in there. So anyway, so I called Vaish first. And I said, Vaish, I'm going on a door-to-door. We had 9 devotees participating. I want to read their names just to glorify them. And I'm so glad you guys came out with me, because it's a lot easier to go with the crew. And we had kids, which also disarms people. When they look at the peephole and they see kids, you know, they figure they're not going to be murdered. You never know, though. I was there. But we took my main man, Aravinda. Aravind always says, when are we going? When are we going on Sangertown? When am I going to go on book distribution? And I'm always like, I'm working on it. So I got Aravind. Okay. And then Pooja, of course, she brings the whole family with her. Right? She's got the three girls with her, Divya, Radha, and Janaki. They're just happy to have a lollipop in their hand, you know. And very sweet, enthusiastic. They all have T-lock and they're all dressed from, you know, they look so sweet. And who else? Oh, my daughter Radhe and her friend Janava and my wife Govinda Mohini, who's a book distributor from Europe years ago. So it was nice to have Govinda with me because she could, we split the party in half so we could, you know, she's actually done it before. And then we had myself. So there was nine of us going out on book distribution. And when I called Vaish, I said, Vaish, what do you say to these people when you knock on a door? Because I could think of a million things to say, but I want to hear from somebody who's really good at this. And he said, the first thing you have to do is you have to psych yourself up and think and really mean it. Behind this door, well, this is not easy, but I've tried this. Behind this door are my long-lost relatives. These are devotees. They've cooked a feast. There's barats, samosas, and there's apple pie with Srikhan on it. And there's deities, and they're having a kirtan, and they're just waiting to see you. They haven't seen you in so long, and it's like long-lost prodigal son is coming home. So, and he said, but when you get to that door, make sure you look in the peephole, because you can see there's light behind that hole. And as soon as the eye gets there to check out who's knocking on the door, the light's gone. That's your cue to smile, not look like a psycho murderer, and just be really, you know, hi. And I said, but what are you saying? He said, Div. I say, hi. So we're standing at the doors, right? We're knocking, and, you know, I got a few kids here, and Aravind goes, look at the hole. As I told Aravind before, I said, Vaish told it. Look at the hole. And I'm standing there talking, because look at the hole, Div. So I'm staring at the hole, and then so we're like, hi. And most of these people open the door. First, I got to say, we went in the afternoon, and they weren't really home from work, so about half of the places, there wasn't anybody home. But it's a huge, there's huge condo complexes. There's hundreds and hundreds of doors to knock on. So you knock on a door, you know, you just never know what they're going to say. And most of these people open the door. A couple of them said, no, you know, go away, no thank you. Almost everybody had dogs. But it worked out really sweet because our mood was, and also another thing I'll throw in, the vice said, listen to this. They knocked on a door the other day in California, and this Chinese man opened the door, and he had the little, you know how they have the chain there, you know, they're just looking through. Yeah, what is it? What do you want? The vice hands him a book sideways through the door. He's starting to tell him about the book, and from the background, he sees the wife with the baby in the hand going, what are you doing? It's Saturday. We're in here just trying to have a peaceful Saturday afternoon. Go away. I don't know what I would have said to that. I probably would have just said, okay, and left. But Vaish looks through that crack and goes, I'm so sorry, ma'am. We're not here for our own benefit. We have no profit motive. Actually, we're here for you. Only Vaish can get away with something like this. The lady immediately smiles. She's holding the kid. The kid's crying. She's bitching at him to get out of here. And he says that. And she just melts and smiles and just turns off the heat, you know, immediately. So the guy, he looks at his wife. The wife's smiling. So he buys the book. This is how you do it. I said, hey, Vaish, that sounds easy. You know, easy for you. I mean, this is Vaisheshika. He's like Avadut, Sankirtan, freak. You know, I mean, all he does. It's Sankirtan. And, you know, he's been reading these books. These books Prabhupada gave us, you know, these 80 books where everybody's got sitting, collecting dust. He's been reading these books, and I love what this says here, Prabhupada says here. These are just some things that Prabhupada wrote down, you know, years and years ago, because Prabhupada's so full of ecstasy every time he writes something. He says, actually, worth finding. I'll get back to the story. Actually, properly understand your eternal relationship with Krishna along with the subsequent transcendental truths. Then, remaining firmly fixed in your alliance with Him, go and confidently fight the battle against Maya. It's just like Bhaktisiddhanta says, the fire of ordeal. When Nityananda Roy, who is worshipful by all the devotees, was physically attacked by the demons, even still he bestowed love of God. Lord Gaurhari even raised his Sudarshan disc to kill them. But they were delivered by the mercy of Nittai. For a Vaishnava, here it is. It is inappropriate for a Vaishnava to live without actively showing mercy to others. Inappropriate for a Vaishnava to live without actively showing mercy to the others. So in this mood of going out and actively showing mercy to the others, which is actually what we're doing, anybody opens that door, like, this is a good story. This man opens the door. He's Korean. And I said, ni hao. And he said, no. And I said, onnichimika? He said, yes. I said, kamchamida, just a few words of Korean. And then I hand him the Bhagavad Gita, and I open the book, and he starts shaking his head. No, 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 Korean, no, can't read. And I said, that's okay, just look at the pictures. And I show him the pictures, and he's the whole time, he's going, no, no, no. Then his kid walks up from behind him, and Aravind gives him a lollipop, because we bring the lollipop for Shad to give everybody. The kid grabs a lollipop, he's standing there with a lollipop, and everything's cool with him. The dad's holding the book, no, 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 no. And he's shoving the book back at me. I said, you know, it says in the scriptures, if you keep this in your house, it's like keeping a deity of God in your house. That didn't help. No, 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 no. Shoves the book back. So I take the book back and I whip out a cookbook. And I go, here, it's a cookbook. You don't have to read it. Just look at the salt, the pepper, the spices. This is no brainer. You'll give it to your wife. He's holding the cookbook. No, 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 no. Finally, I just, out of frustration, I said, sir, what's your name? I shook his hand. I said, I'm Div. He said, I'm Juan. I said, what do you do? And in perfect English, he said, I'm a professor. So me and Aravind are like, and you know, jivas, the jiva, they're so full of it. You never know what they're going to say. You never know what they're going to do. The jiva is so, he can be divine, and he can be the moron. You know, so you just don't really know what's going to happen next with these guys. So he gave me back the books. I gave him a lollipop, and I gave him a reservoir of pleasure. I gave up. I said, oh, I give up, doctor. It's a professor. I don't read English. What the hell are you talking about? Anyway, and you know, he got the prashadam at least, and he didn't get the book. This is a really nice one. Govinda met this guy. He was pulling up in his pickup truck, and she's handing him the Gita and says, have you heard of yoga? And he says, oh, yoga, my girlfriend, she's really into yoga. And he said, I don't like it myself. It's hard. And she said, no, 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 it's not that kind of yoga. This is bhakti yoga. It's devotion. And she opened the book and she said, see these? And she points to the slopes and said, this is all song. This is all mantra. Mantra meditation. And just immediately the three girls standing there, Janava and Radhe and Divya, chanted a slope. Dehinos minyata dehi. Chanted a verse and then they recited it in English. And the guy looks at him and goes, well, I'm impressed. What was that? And she said, that's the Sanskrit, that's the meditation, that's the yoga. So then he goes, oh, I got to have this. And his wife and his girlfriend pulled up in the car next, and he goes, I'm going to hide this, it's a gift. So he sticks it in his truck, and then he goes in the house and he gets some money to come out to give Govinda. That was really, I mean, wouldn't it be nice if it was all like that? That was sweet. Then there was another one. We walked up to the door, me and Aravind knocked on the door, and this man had potted plants out there, but they looked neglected. I mean, they looked really, you know, like they were drying up, hadn't even had a drink of water. So I knocked on the door, and I remember Vaish told me, whenever you see anything in front of their house, compliment them. Say something about it, and you'll be so surprised how they'll go, oh, he recognized it. So I knock on the door, and here's these gnarly-looking old dead plants there. And he opens the door, and I said, sir, we noticed you're an expert horticulturist. And the man just ate it up. He went, wow, I wouldn't say expert. And we look at it, and like, neither would I. So I shake his hand. He's an old man, white hair. Maybe he's, I don't know, 70. And I went to shake his hand. He said, let me dry my hands. I've been cooking. So he shakes my hand, and I give him the Gita, and I just told him a few things about the Gita, and he's really nice. And he bought the Gita. He said, I don't think I have any money. Because, you know, people don't have any money. You know, it's all e-money, you know. It's like everything's iPod. I, me, my pod. Everything, you know. If you can't electronically, digitally click it, it doesn't exist anymore. It's psycho. Anyway, so he goes, I'll search around the house. He comes back with $8, you know, five and three ones. He goes, this is all I could find. Is this okay? Like, chill, Marvin, you're the man. Meanwhile, Pooja, who's paying attention, she goes, he was cooking. Give him a cookbook. So thank you. So I whip out a cookbook and gave it to him. The man was just so happy to see us. So then I gave him the mantra, which I love to do. Vaish got me into this. So I pull out the mantra card and I give it to him and I say, here, repeat after me. So Bhakta Marvin's standing there with his Gita and his cookbook and he's going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And he chants the mantra. It was so nice. We walked away from there. It was nice, wasn't it, Pooja? I mean, that was like ecstatic. Then another door, this guy comes out. He looks like a hippie to me, but he says, I'm a Buddhist. And I walked to another door. I was talking to somebody, but I heard the story later. So Govinda gives him the Gita, and they preach to him, talk to him, and he loves it. But then at the end, he says, I don't have any money. I'm really sorry. I love this book, but I don't have any money. Now, at that point, I would have gave it to him. But at that point, Pooja jumps in and says, that's all right. I'll sponsor this Bhagavad Gita for you. So I think I'm bringing her with me from now on. I mean, that was sweet, you know, sponsor that guy's book. Didn't have to do it. It was already sponsored, but whatever. That was nice. I liked the heart. And then there was this other guy. He said that he was in the Air Force and he was retired. And he was just walking by. We were going back to the car. I was going to get some more books. And I saw him walking by and he was looking at us like, what are you doing? Because, you know, we got a crew of kids and we're walking around and we got lollipops in our hands and books. And, you know, we just looked a little out of place. And he just said, what's up? So I handed him, I didn't have a Gita because I ran out of big books. And I reached in and I handed him a cookbook. It's the only thing I had. So I gave the man a cookbook and he said, I don't cook. I said, just read it. You'll be surprised. It's not an ordinary cookbook. Okay. And I said, what do you do? He said, I'm retired from the Air Force. You know, blah, blah, we talked. And then he says, let me give you something, which usually doesn't happen. You usually have to prompt these people to actually do something like that. And he says, well, let me give you something. And he whips out a 20. And I go, well, thanks a lot. And I took it, and he goes, I need 15, please. And I said, yeah, okay. So I gave him his change, and he just walked away with a cookbook, happy as could be. I gave him the mantra card of the ad. I said, you want to come over after you read this cookbook? You might want to come over and eat with us. And so I gave him the invitation. Another lady we met, we knocked on the door, and she was a hairdresser, she said. Because I usually say, hi. Like I walked, I don't know what to say usually, so I knock on the door. It was 189. I said, is this 189? And the lady said, yes. And I handed her the Bhagavad Gita. I said, we're doing this benefit out here. We're trying to spread peace and harmony in the world with yoga and meditation. And then holding the book in her hand, she looks at me, and she looks at my neck, and she goes, are you a Hare Krishna? And I said, yeah, we're Hare Krishna. She said, oh, I've cut some Hare Krishna's hair. I know these. They gave me a book. So anyway, so she ran and got a 10 and bought a Bhagavad Gita, and her kids took lollipops. That was sweet. What else did we do? Then when I was going back to the car, the last time I went back to the car, we were leaving, and this Indian, obviously Indian lady, walked by listening to her headphones. I said, hey. And she didn't hear me. I said, hey. And she turned around. She pulled and said, I'm sorry. I was listening to something. And she came over, and I said, here. And I handed her a Bhagavad Gita. And she said, oh, Hare Krishna, I've been to the temple many times. She was really nice, took a Bhagavad Gita. And I was thinking, when she first started walking by, I was thinking, I don't bother her. But then I thought, you know, it's worth interrupting somebody's, whatever they're listening to save them, you know. I mean, to actually save their soul. So I thought, all right, so I interrupted her, and I was so glad I did. She was such a nice lady. Her name was, she told me her name, Suvarna. Anyway, I also want to take a second here to thank some devotees that sponsor book distribution, because a lot of devotees can't physically go out for any number of reasons out and actually physically distribute the books. So a lot of devotees approach me and say, here, would you take these books? Would you take this money? Will you distribute these for me? And I have to thank, first of all, Benediction Moon. I don't know if anybody's familiar with this. Dilal Chandra and his wife, Archie. They have a website, Benediction Moon. And they've been sponsoring devotees' book distribution. They have a business in North Carolina. And they've been given, I don't know, it seems like most of their profit to Prabhupada's Sankirtan mission. And I just looked last night. They distributed 101,000 books. I think he's only been doing this for 5 or 6 years. But his total, in fact, when I wrote him last week, I said, here, and I asked for books. I said, add this to your total. And then the letter came back. The totals are 101,600 books that him and his wife have just given devotees to distribute. So if anybody's interested, they can check out Benediction Moon. It's really sweet. There's also pictures and there's also stories and stuff. It's nice. And also locally here, Dakshi Navari, and another devotee that Dakshi Navari introduced me to. I never even met this guy, Govardhan. He's a Prabhupada disciple. He lives in Texas and he's building a Rath Yatra cart. That's what his service is. But he likes Sankirtan, so Dakshi Navari said, well, Div goes out and does books, and he said, I'll sponsor his books. So for the last couple of years, every month, BBT sends me a couple of boxes of books from Govardhan. I don't even know him. I mean, I know him. We talk on the phone once or twice a month, just a few words. You know, he calls and says, tell me something about Sankirtan, Div. And, you know, I tell him some Sankirtan stuff, and then he goes, Jai, when I'm done with this card, I'm going to give you more books. He's spending a lot of money. He's making this super Roth card that won't rot or something. I don't know if it's a high-tech rot guard. Anyway, and then there's Anil. Thank you, Prabhu. He approached me just on his own. I never asked him. Came to me one day with a check and said, I wanted to, if I can at least go out and distribute books, I want to at least give some money to support book distribution. So he gives donations to print the books, and he also lets Aravind come out and do Sangirtan. And also, his wife cooked for me. When we went on to Sangirtan, I made a joke. I said, well, she said, when are you coming back? I said, a couple hours, and I'll expect prasadam. You know, you can't say that to an Indian, you know? They'll go home and they'll cook for you. So we get to the house, and she's coming, come on, come on, come on. I said, what? She said, you said you wanted to eat. So she had made this nice sambar and some rice and some nice stuff. So anyway, that was sweet. It's really nice to have that kind of support. Also, I want to thank Seisha and Manumati because they support book distribution. In fact, when we made that smart table there, when Akuti put that together, we didn't even have the money to either put the books on it or the wood. And Seisha immediately coughed up the dough to do that. And then they've sponsored books. Yugala Kishore comes to me usually once a month or every other month, and he has a box of books in his car. Div, distribute these books. Trivikram Prabhu gives me donations for book distribution. Ganga Narayan gives me donations for book distribution. Pooja, of course, and her whole family, when they're not coming out with us, they want a sponsor. And Vraja Vilas, is that his name? Vraja Vilas? And Ananda Leela, the singer from Jacksonville. They came to me, I hardly know them, but three times he's come to me and said, Prabhu, can I go out on Sankirtan? And I go, yeah, sure. And then he's always at work in Jacksonville, and I'm always somewhere else, so we never have. And one day, just out of desperation, he was just frustrated. He came, Prabhu, come here. And he opens his trunk, and he gives me two cases of books. So I said, look, you are on Sankirtan. You just put them in my car, I'll do the rest. So and there's probably others that I forgot, but I just thought I have to make that statement. I mean, I will go out and distribute books no matter what. And there's been thinner times, and there's been better times. But when somebody sponsors books, more people are going to get these books. I told this to Dulal. I said, when you sponsor books, I do more books. That's just the way, the nature of it. So I always encourage people to sponsor books. One devotee came to me the other day at my car and gave me a $5 bill. He just said, here, Div, distribute some books for me. You know, it's nice. It's encouraging. I like to know that devotees are, you know, because I'm out there alone most of the time. I mean, I talk to Vaish a lot. I call him all the time. He called me the other day and he goes, Div, you told me to call you. Why aren't you answering this? Where are you? I've left two messages. Call me back immediately. So I got Vaish on my case to do this. He also told me I should give more classes and remind devotees about Sankirtan, but I like going to classes myself rather than Div. I wanted to leave you with this one little thing, if I could survive this. Maybe two little things. I like this. This is one of my meditations every day before Sankirtan. With great enthusiasm, preach the words of Sri Rupa Raghunath to everyone. Our ultimately desirable object is to become dust at the lotus feet of the followers of Sri Rupa. All of you remain united in allegiance to the Ashraya Vigraha, shelter personified. Ashraya Vigraha, the spiritual master, personified shelter. Everyone with a sole view of worshipping Hari will carry on this life, temporary, two-day material existence in any way possible. Do not give up the worship of Hari even amidst hundreds of dangers, hundreds of insults, or hundreds of persecutions. Don't become unenthusiastic upon seeing the majority of people in this world are not accepting the message of Krishna's sincere worship. Never give up the audition and glorification of the topics of Krishna. They are your eternal worship, your own personal worship, and your very all in all. Be humble like a blade of grass, patient like a tree, constantly glorify Hari. We are nurturing a desire to dedicate this good-for-nothing body and the Sankirtan sacrifice of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and his associates. Well, this is from Rupa Vilas's book, you know, The Ray of Vishnu. It's nice, isn't it? I love that. We are nurturing a desire to dedicate this good-for-nothing body and the Sankirtan sacrifice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also, look within, amend yourself, rather than to pry into the frailties of others. In this world of Maya, averse to the Lord, full of trials and tribulations, only patience, humility, and respect for others are our friends for Hari Bhajan. The Lord, Gaurasundar, puts his devotees in various difficulties. He calls that the fire of ordeal. In Brahma Samhita, Bhakti Sanatana mentions the fire of ordeal. The devotees are put through this. The Lord himself puts his devotees in various difficulties just to test their patience and strength of mind. Success depends on their fortune. When faults in others misguide and delude you, have patience, introspect, find faults in yourself. Know that others cannot harm you unless you harm yourself. So that's a good mood to go out when you're on Sangirtan. Also, it says that anyone who takes shelter of Nittai's lotus feet becomes fearless. And, you know, sometimes you have to be fearless to go out on Sangirtan because you never know what these people are going to do. These jivas are, most of the time it's pretty mellow. But you never know. A guy tried to run me over in his van the other day. I went up to his van, you know, just like doors, you go up to the windows and parking lots. And this is an old rattle trap van. The guy opens the window and I hand him a lollipop. I go, here, we're giving one of these to everybody that'll smile. And this guy looked like Jug Eye and Mud Eye. I mean, you know, he had a beard and long hair and he was just miserable. And he looked at me and he goes, blah, 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 you know, one of those things where you don't really know what he said, but you know it wasn't good. So I just went away, you know, as he threw the lollipop at me. And about 10 minutes later, I hear this rattle trap van, you know, and I look and here he's coming, trying to kill me with his van. And I'm like, oh, this is fun. And I'm looking around like, what's my next move? You know, the guy just swerved away and run me over. But I was thinking, you just never know what a jiva is going to do. Bhaktisiddhanta says, I'll just give you this. The problem is, the devotees who have yet to reach nista suffer from four afflictions. And here they are, kids. They have strong love for the fleeting world. Anybody here know about that? Because I have this. I have strong love for the fleeting world, even though it's going through your hands. Psycho. Two, we identify the soul with the body. I mean, I've been chanting Hare Krishna and trying to read this stuff and follow this stuff for almost 40 years, and every single day I am convinced that I am this body. Three, they have knowledge of an attachment to things other than Krishna. Anybody ever notice that? I mean, I got so much stuff. That's why the Chaito Dharpana Marjana is so important. If we stop the cleansing, you know, you're just surrounded by your stuff. And number four, they have an extremely subservient mood toward Maya. Only Bhaktisiddhanta could say these things. Even extremely subservient, when, you know, you look at, what's the matter, Prabhu? Well, you have an extremely subservient mood toward Maya. Yeah, that could be a problem. That might get in the way of my sadhana bhakti. I mean, that's why every single day you have to get up and, you know, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Somebody, I quoted this thing that Prabhupada said, you should read these books 3-4 hours a day. And somebody said, oh, where did he say that? And I said, Vaish, where did he say that? And Vaish said, how about Kirtaniya Sadahari? How about Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya? How many times do you need to hear it? Just because if we don't, I mean, it's like we're so... Like one guy asked Prabhupada in a lecture, why does the soul fall down if he's in the blissful spiritual world? How could anybody leave that? And Prabhupada's answer is because he's infinitesimal. He's small and he's prone to make mistakes. And I was just reading, one of my friends gave me a book, Nam Rahasya, I think it's called, Satchinandan's book, and it's all quotes from Acharyas, mostly Bhaktivinoda, about Nam Bhajan, which is a main problem in my sadhana. I'm Dur Daiva, I chant Hare Krishna, my bees, I think of a billion things except Krishna. I mean, I'm better when I read. When I read and when I listen to Prabhupada's lectures, I'm more fixed. But when I'm chanting japa, you know, you find yourself, you know, doing all kinds of stupid things, you know, instead of just meditating. So it says, anyway, it says in their Bhaktivinoda, it says that Krishna's waiting in the spiritual world. And you get there, when you get there, he says, I have this rasa, I'm saving it for you. Somehow or other, you were distracted by my illusory energy, but now, because of your nambhajan, you've come back to home. And Krishna's there going, here's your nectar. I never thought of it that way, but that's how Bhaktivinoda Thakur puts it. To think like that, how inattention is such an offense to be inattentive. If Krishna was standing there instead of we're thinking, oh, this is the Archimurti, this is Prabhupada's Murti. If Prabhupada's really sitting there, we'd probably have a whole different mood, which I know I would. Because I know he's just, oh, it's just his Murti. That's just the deity. But the truth is, he's really here. Krishna's really here. Gaur-Nitai is really here. So somehow or other, we have to come to the stage of actually fulfilling the order of our spiritual master, which has just been, like I said, after the first few years, it's been an uphill struggle. But I will say this, when I go out on Sankirtan, and you go out of your way a little bit for the other jivas, it's made much easier. And you can ask anybody that went out with us on Sankirtan. Everybody was very peaceful, happy, and blissful about the situation. encourage everybody to get involved in some kind of missionary activity, whether you just give the mailman a book when you see him, or take a little book in your pocket and give it to somebody at Hitchcock's, or whatever. Or just say Hare Krishna to somebody. Anyway, if there's any comments or questions, this is the time. I like it. I think it completes the deal. We give them prasadam, we give them Krishna, the book, and then they give a little sacrifice of their money, which is, according to Shastra, the most difficult thing to renounce. You know that verse, you have given up your wife, that is the goddess of fortune, which is sought after by great demigods, and you've gone to the forest, and you've chased after the fallen souls who are in Maya just to give them your own mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chases after the fallen souls to give it to him. Now, it says in that verse that the heart attachment to renounce is lacking. So when somebody gets the book, gets the lollipop, and everything's fun and games, nice to meet you, can you give a donation? I always want them to do that. It's better for them. To me, as long as they get the book and the prasadam, my job is done. But if I can get you to do something more, like chant the mantra, or take an invitation, or give money, I think it makes it a lot better. And Vaishya always quotes this verse that it's, if you get something spiritual as a gift and you donate something, you get 1,000 times the benefit. And he tells people that all the time on the street. And people just go, okay. And they give him something. Whatever. But I really like that, and it's part of it. But I was standing at Rathiata the other day distributing books in St. Augustine, and a devotee who distributes books was watching me, and some lady wanted a perfection in yoga, but she didn't have any money, so I gave it to her. And he came to me and said, hey, she didn't give any money. Is that what you do? And I said, yeah. I give the jiva the chance, and I ask him to give a donation more than once. Because a lot of people go, oh, thank you. Yeah, just give a donation. We don't sell these books. You just give a donation. And they go, oh, thank you. And I go, okay, have a nice day. And just give a donation. And we don't sell them because we want to share these with everybody. They're spirit, Vice goes, these are spiritual books. We don't sell them. We just take a donation. And usually after 3 or 4 times like that, if they don't give, yeah, that's all right. And if it's a big book, I look them in the eye and I say, you're going to read this? This is 1,000 pages. I told a guy that the other day. He's holding the Gita. And I go, that's 1,000 pages. You're going to read it? And he said, no. So I gave him Perfection of Yoga, which somebody had sponsored. And even if they didn't, they only cost 48 cents. It's better if they give for them and for me. If somebody gives me money, I can get some more books. That's the whole thing. The trunk of my car is always full of books. So if somebody gives me $1 million, I'm going to get $1 million worth of books. That's the deal. Now, if they don't give any money, then I got to go ask you or her or Manavati or somebody else. I ain't going to stop asking. That's what I do. We're Sangirtan devotees. We're missionaries. Prabhupada was a missionary. He came here with nothing. One of those stupid metal boxes, those trunks from hell. We used to get those trunks because we didn't want to spend any money, and then they break, or you bump into it and it cuts your leg open. I hate those things. But that's what Prabhupada came in. He came in a metal box with those old Bhagavatams and 40 rupees. He had to sell a book to the captain just to get some cash and walking around money, So I think of that, and I also think of Haridas Thakur and Nitai. They went out in the streets, people chased them down the streets. He's Balaram, and they're chasing him down the street. And Haridas Thakur is Brahma. They're chasing him down the street. The rascals, the cheaters. Or how about the Avanti Brahman? Sometimes I think, what would the Avanti Brahman do in a situation like this? He's begging with his kamandala. He's out there, he's begging, he's a sannyasi. He took a vow of silence, so what do they do? Morons come up to him and beat him with sticks, try to make him speak. Then they steal his japa beads. They steal his kamandala. They steal his cloth. Then they come back and torment him. Go, you want your beads back? You take them back. Then he's finally at peace. He collected as he's sitting there to take prasad. What do? They peed all over it. They walk up and they pass urine. They miturated all over his prasadam. What the? I've had a lot of bad stuff happen. I'm saying nobody's ever peed on me yet. I've been spit on. I've been punched. I've been arrested 60 times. And then what did the Avani Brahman do? He starts singing his mantras. These people are not the cause of my happiness. The demigods are not the cause of my having stress. My own, but you know what the deal is? The end of that chapter? The mind. It says the mind, the bhishmo mana. This mantra says the godlike power of the mind is fearsome. So if you can control the mind, you can control all the other senses, it says. And it says the happiness and distress that I am feeling is only from my mind. I mean, it just makes me even madder at the mind, you know, because it's so illusory. Your mind creates your happiness and distress. So what do you got to do, Chaito Dharmanam? You got to purify that mind. You got to beat it in the morning, beat it at night, and give it a lot of Hare Krishna. That's why I come in the morning and I chant to the deities. It's the easiest part of my day. I look at the deities, there's the devotees, take Charanamrita, worship God. I mean, this is easy. You go out there and try to bring this to them. That's where it gets a little tricky. It's not bad if you surrender to it. The hard part is the surrender part. And also, purity is the force. That's a big problem. You know what I mean? Because without the force, it's hard to do anything. And the purity is the force. So we have to work on that. That's a constant, constant struggle for me. Trivikam.
Very inspiring. Sometimes we need to hear from you more. And I hope that this, more devotees would become motivated to grow. From time to time, I distribute a little books. If they buy something from me, occasionally, I would give them a book. But I've heard that if they give some money for the book, they value it more, because they feel that they've actually bought it.
Somebody said that,
you know, somewhere, and then they value it. And then, of course, the money.
I call it Lakshmi liberation. When I go out, I go Brihat Mridanga Ki Jai, Krishnam Distribution Ki Jai, Lakshmi liberation Ki Jai. Because I know if I take a penny from that guy, that's one less penny McDonald's is going to get, or the liquor shop, or whatever else. There's so many things money gets wasted for. Prabhupada said if they give some money, they'll go home and say, look, what is this? I paid for it. What is this? And he made that point. He said, don't just give them out free because people won't appreciate it. Thanks for listening. I do want to say that... Oh, Nartaka. Sorry. All right, Nartaka Gopal, the dancing Gopal. Giant dancing Gopal.
So I really appreciated the quote that you said, that we are extremely subservient to Maya. And one time, Prabhupada said that every night before he goes to bed, he prays, please protect me from Maya. And then in a class one time he said, but my disciples, they flirt with Maya.
We're good at it. And you also, every time you do something, there's reactions for stuff. Every single thought, it's karma is such an intricate thing. That's why the Nityam Bhagavad Sevaya, Prabhupada always says 24 hours, and then he always says, if you want to sleep 23 hours, what can I do? So it's actually... His idea was, because he knew who he was dealing with, so his idea was come in the morning and come in the evening, and then during the day do service, and then somehow or other stay Krishna conscious and be in association. That's another difficult thing. We're lucky here. There's a lot of devotees here. But I've lived in places where there weren't devotees, and it's a lot easier here. I love to just get up in the morning and come here. We got a crew of devotees that this all is perfectly clean, nice clothes, nice jewelry. Everything is fucked up. All you got to do is show up, and it's just clock, boom, you know, every day. You can come here every day, and the schedule is here. It's amazing. I feel really fortunate to be in this association. Anyway, we're going to be doing monthly Sankirtan book distribution. I don't really know what day it's going to be, but I will figure this out. It may even change month to month, and we'll put it in the newsletter so people can come, so they can come out and see how ecstatic it is to go on book distribution. Okay? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Haribol.